in Bullock County? And
oh, yeah, Saha. Yeah. One, I'd say about, 5 miles from town, there's a haunted house. And it has become somewhat of a problem. Of course, you're not interested in this, but there is a house which is a so-called haunted house in the county.
Well, is it? Have people seen things that were supposed to be ghost things?
Well, they say they have. It's a sort of a sad situation. It's two real old ladies live there, and the house is, it's in very run-down condition. And the fraternities out here use it as part of their initiation, and they've created, I guess that's probably the reason it carries that term ghost, a haunted house. They've conditioned the freshmen really into believing that it is haunted. Mm-hmm. Of course, I guess the freshmen go along with it.
True.
Some of the people in the neighborhood, I think, got out some shotguns and have just about broke it up. But it's been, the house has been in that shape for a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
And new people moving in here, they hear about it and they want to know what it is. And so it's told.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they are sure that it is really a haunted house,
uh-huh.
But it's not.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only one that we have in the county that
okay.
has any...
Hey, on a fall afternoon, when the weather's beginning to drop, you might say, I'm going to go in and get a sweater because it's getting what?
A little
cold.
Bit cooler.
Would you ever say kind of cold, sort of cold?
Yeah, it's getting kind of cold.
Okay.
That Fed of Midland's used a lot.
It is?
Around here, yeah.
When would that be used? Would you say it's getting Fed of Midland cold, or would that be used for another?
Well, no, that could be... he's feeling fair to middling.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
It could mean, would be an adjective to describe most any. How's he doing in his work? Oh, fair to middling.
Uh-huh.
Middling. Can he play the piano? Oh, he plays fair to middling.
Okay, I see. So it really means exactly what it is.
So the temperature, temperature would be fair to middling.
Okay. Somebody says, I'd prefer not to go, or I'd what not go?
Yeah,
right.
Temperature, yeah.
Okay. Suppose you're greeting a person, you're especially glad to see. You might say, I'm what glad to see you.
So glad to see you.
Let's see, what might you say in strong affirmation of something? Something stronger than yes.
Sure.
Okay. If somebody asks you to do something and you're really delighted to do it and you know you can do it well, you say, well, what would you say?
I'm happy to do it for you.
Okay. And if somebody asks you to do something, if somebody says, can you do it, and it seems to you that it's obvious that you can do it, what would you say?
Oh, sure, I can do it.
Okay. Ma'am and sir, Paul, if you're working, okay?
What?
Ma'am and sir.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Sure, yes, sir.
And when are ma'am and sir used?
What? When asked to do something and you say either you can do it or can't do it.
Uh-huh.
No, ma'am, I can't do it. No, ma'am, I can't do it. Yes, ma'am, I can do it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I'll go.
Well, to whom would you say ma'am?
Oh, to a female.
Yeah, but
Or your mother. Well, I think any female.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. I think the use of that is really a carryover from how carefully your parents have trained you in courtesy, especially to your elders. Because my mother always said, now you must say yes ma'am and yes sir to your elders when they do something for you or they ask you a question. And so it becomes so ingrained in children that have been